One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes. We live in troubling times.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. You know that, right? Coronavirus. And this is their new hoax.
Lunatic theories flourish, like the vaccine contains a 5G microchip.
Claiming the COVID vaccine will contain a chip to track you.
You'll be tracked 24/7 by Bill Gates.
We're in a crazy situation, so there's going to be crazy rumors. I hope, whether it's individuals or countries, that in some ways this shows us how interdependent we are.
Bill Gates. There's been loads of online chatter about COVID vaccines with microchips. Then a diagram of the chip appears on Facebook. It resembles a circuit board. This bloke has a closer look.
Thank you for coming. My name is Mario Fusco, and I started doing this work. I started programming professionally about 20 years ago, maybe a bit more. And
Italian software engineer Mario Fusco, who straight away sees this is no sinister 5G microchip. Why would such a thing need treble and bass controls? This, Mario concludes, is a diagram of a guitar effects pedal. And not just any pedal, the Boss Metal Zone, which has something of a reputation.
The Boss Metal Zone, being widely critiqued as the worst distortion pedal of all time, has not stopped this becoming Boss's number two best-selling pedal, shifting more units worldwide than any other Boss compact with the exception of the DS1.
Colin from CS Guitars on YouTube. The Boss Metal Zone distorts the guitar signal. You control by how much. There are hundreds of guitar effects pedals to make your sound bigger, bolder, more distinct.
It'd be cool if we had a song that had the chords AC/DC in it. So what we done was, there's the, you got C and you got D, so, and C, so we more or less threw them together. I had a little chant, this high voltage thing that I was singing, which Phil the drummer, he felt was rather corny, but paid the rent. Yeah. Well, this is it anyhow. That's A. So if you see on a guitar,
Angus Young, AC/DC, and the famous in-house joke, the chords to that song were A, C, D, and C. High voltage sounds all right on acoustic, but comes alive on electric guitar with effects.
See you.
The earliest effect was built onto the guitar. The whammy bar, or tremolo arm. It changes the length of the strings, bending the notes, as here. Guitar player James Wilsey riding the whammy bar on Chris Isaak's Wicked Game, also using a fair whack of reverb. Great Hank Marvin, The Shadows, reverb, close cousin of echo. Scotty Moore gave those early Elvis records their rock. Scotty's guitar echo defined 50s rock and roll. They did magic with recording tape to achieve it. Guitar effects and the pedals that create them. Eddie Van Halen uses multiple effects, as does Floyd's David Gilmour, probably my favourite guitar player, using a phaser to create this spacey sound. Some of the best guitar effects were accidents. Ike Turner, one of the first rock and roll records, Rocket 88. A guitar sounds fuzzy because they dropped the amplifier, broke a valve. Guitarists loved it. Several years later, American inventor Glenn Snoddy created the fuzz pedal, first heard on Then there's a thing called the flanger. Roger Fisher on guitar with the flanger. The wah-wah is a favourite effects pedal.
Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah
Jimi Hendrix was the wah-wah master, and he mastered every guitar effect he could find. There are so many effects, pedals and other gizmos, and none of them are likely to find their way into a COVID vaccine. My favourite guitar effect is this. Peter Frampton, huge in the 70s with the guitar talk box, based on a gadget invented in the 1930s, the Sonovox.
Tonight we present a new miracle of electricity, the Sonovox. Harry Babbitt, using special Sonovox units, gives diction to the tones of the instruments as they play. Harry forms the words, but the instruments sing them. Sing it, Saxes!
I know you anywhere, I know that grin. I know you anywhere when you walked in.
Alvino Ray, I believe, was another pedal steel player in the dance band era, that he was the person that actually invented it, this idea of having the sound of the instrument coming into the through a tube into the mouth, and then you just mouth the words and your diction creates the different sounds.
Peter Frampton on the origins of the guitar effect that took him to the very top of the charts, from the album Frampton Comes Alive.
I feel I'm going.